As I'm emphasising in this, utilitarianism, it may sound like, at first, like a sensible and conservative view almost. It's actually not when you apply it to various cases. And how you react to this will depend upon your position on these different issues. If you're somebody who sympathises with animals, and I do myself, then you will think, yes, utilitarianism is saying the right thing. We should not be doing this to the animals. Obviously, we all oppose slavery, so we're quite happy with that result. Many people would feel, I think, again, rightly, that there's something wrong with the inequalities of wealth in the world, and there's something wrong with the great suffering of other countries compared to our relatively prosperous and happy societies, and all to the good if utilitarianism can give us a moral basis for advancing those worthy moral causes. Well, that sounds all well and good as long as you've got those kinds of ideas to begin with, but utilitarianism has its downside. It doesn't always quite work the way you would like it to work. And it shows there's something actually wrong at the core of it, even though it seems to capture a good deal of what's right in morality. The problem with it is it doesn't have much room or any room for the idea of justice or desert, those kinds of issues. Since it only looks at consequences, that's the only thing it can consider in deciding what's a right or a wrong action. So let's take an example, a well-known type of example. Let's take the case of 10 very wicked men and one very virtuous innocent man. Right, so we've got this case, men who don't deserve anything very good. Maybe they deserve long terms of imprisonment or some such thing. And then we have one very virtuous man. Now, it turns out by some peculiarity that if we torture this one innocent man, we will derive for the 10 wicked men an enormous amount of happiness, a good deal of happiness. They will be quite happy. You know, there could be whatever reason there might be for this. If we torture the innocent man knows where you will find $1 billion of stolen money. Some such thing. If we torture him, we'll find out, and the 10 wicked men can go get $1 billion and live a happy life ever after. They'll derive an enormous amount of happiness from getting this $1 billion. Should we torture the innocent man? Surely everybody's heart yells out, do not torture that man to benefit those 10 wicked men. It's not something that morality sanctions. But what does utilitarianism say about it? It says, well, don't be so hasty. Suppose we torture the man. Yes, he'll suffer. Yes, he's innocent. But the other men will get more happiness than the suffering caused by this man. If you add up their happiness, it will outweigh the unhappiness caused to this man. So, by the utilitarian calculation, we should torture the man, because we will produce more happiness that way. Now, why does that strike us as so wrong, worse than wrong, evil? Why does that seem so bad? Well, surely it's got something to do with the idea of desert or justice. The innocent man does not deserve to be tortured. He's done nothing wrong. He's an innocent man. Torturing him is justified purely by the alleged consequences for happiness for the other 10 men. It would be unjust to torture him for that purpose. What has he done? His individual rights are violated. It goes against all of our moral principles to suppose that. The 10 wicked men have done nothing to deserve the $1 billion. So why should they benefit from somebody else's suffering just because it would give them all of this happiness? It sounds completely wrong. So, if we try to evaluate actions according just merely, only by the principle of how much happiness will be produced, we ride roughshod completely over ideas of desert and justice and individual rights. And that seems to be something we don't want to do in any viable moral system. We want the idea of desert or justice built into it. So the utilitarian framework needs at least to be supplemented by some ideas about what's just and some ideas about desert. It can't be a complete moral theory unto itself. So the right thing to say, I think, at this point is that we shouldn't really expect a moral theory to be monolithic. We shouldn't think we can come up with some single concept like happiness or pleasure or well-being and derive everything in our morality from that simple principle.